Welcome to Season 1 of Fitzroy Basin Association's exclusive podcast series, The Ripple Effect. Fitzroy Basin Association, or FBA, is Central Queensland's leading natural resource management group. We protect the region's special places and unique species, promote sustainable industries through best management practices, and reduce the impacts our region has on the Great Barrier Reef. From Injune in the south to Nebo in the north, FBA covers an area twice the size of Tasmania, with more than 3,700 agricultural businesses and 2.6 million head of cattle. Our podcast, The Ripple Effect, tells the basin stories of achieving a sustainable future. Listen as we explain how we are connected and how your actions affect others. Planting trees and removing weeds. Why does it matter? In this episode, we're going to show you the physical difference planting trees can make to a landscape. Planting trees can have a positive impact on water quality. Slowing down the speed of water is simple on paper, but in reality, it takes a lot of hands, a lot of time, and a lot of care. Thankfully for us, there are passionate individuals like Shelley McArdle from Capricorn Catchments. Following Cyclone Marcia, the landscape at St. Brendan's was ravaged. Shelley has been one of the driving forces for a revegetation project at the upper reaches of Fig Tree Creek in Yeppoon.
I was looking for people to engage with an on-ground project on Fig Tree Creek, and I already had some contacts at St. Brendan's College, and I made some inquiries up there, and there was a group of young boys that were boarders there, and they were from the Torres Strait, Lockhart River, Bamaga way up in the Cape, and also out west to Woorabinda. And they were looking for an on-ground project for those boys. So we gathered together and we settled on a project site, and it was pretty obvious what needed to be done because it was a wall 2 metres high of lantana for the full length of the creek. So they had a little cultural circle set up, a yarning circle. We used to meet there and make decisions on how we were going to go about managing the weeds and promoting natural regrowth of the natives, and also planting and mulching to arrest erosion. So those boys, I was really lucky because it became really apparent immediately that those boys had grown up with a close connection to country because they had really good awareness. They noticed the kookaburra hollows. They noticed, you know, the activity of the animals around the place, and they were really quite switched on with how to go about it all. So it's been an absolute pleasure working with them. So we went about first removing all the lantana, and it wasn't something that we just sent somebody else in to do. So we did have some spraying done, but a lot of it we cut and hauled that lantana out and piled it up and raked and planted and staked and watered and mulched and had a lot of fun doing it, and even taught the boys about mapping, the importance of mapping, importance of monitoring photos before and after to measure success. And it's just been wonderful to watch it grow. And now those trees are, you know, up, the canopy's there, and the need for weeding underneath them is diminishing. So the boys have gone from year 9, 10, 11 and now 12 and seeing the results of all our labour.
It's not just the landscape that's changing, but you're also empowering these boys beyond school.
Oh, we sure are. So many times I've had the boys indicate that that's a weed that they see. A certain weed occurs up on the islands, and when they get back, they're going to talk to their dad about what to do about it, and that's been really wonderful.
What's happening on ground and at St. Brendan's is really, it's having a flow-on effect for the rest of the creek.
That's right. So the boys have been well educated through doing, which is really important. So it's one thing to learn from a book, but to have the opportunity to get your hands dirty and actually be involved and see from the mapping the veins that are the creek and the corridors and the habitat, water, food for animals.
Do you think the boys really understand the difference that they're making?
I think they can see it, especially when we bring out the before photos. It's easy to forget what it used to be like, And now that they see the increased biodiversity, they're starting to express interest in becoming rangers and that sort of thing, which is really one of the things I'm passionate about. And we are at Capricornia Catchments is enabling young people to, you know, follow their dreams and to take up some of these causes back where they come from.
Yeah, so this is going to extend beyond this creek, beyond this catchment, way back.
I hope so, because some of the boys, you can see them growing when it comes to leadership, and I can see them, they've got the knowledge, they've been empowered with the knowledge, they've been empowered with the practical side of things, and being part of something bigger grows them as people, and they realise that, you know, you can do it yourself. It empowers them to make change, you know, at an individual level, that people can make change. The project also has been able to have the outcome for the boys, that linking that land use and the runoff to the reef. So that's been something that the funding has supported the boys at the end of some of the work that we've done. We jump on a boat and we go over to North Keppel Island and we see what we're trying to protect. The boys get their head underwater and they have a look at some of the habitats that we're trying to protect through this work. So it's really, you know, hitting home that everything's interconnected and what you do in one area will have an effect on another area. Bringing together a number of stakeholders has been really important, and that is why we worked with Livingston Shire and Capricorn Coast Land Care to create a working group that includes infrastructure people from council, local residents, people that are already working on the creek, and fitness groups like Capricorn Bicycle Users Group. They have a rail trail that crosses over the area of Fig Tree Creek. So bringing all those people together to develop something that everybody wants. And that's where you create momentum, because if all the stakeholders have a bit of a say, then you have that ownership and then you get momentum and you can leverage support. So this seed funding, this funding through FBA has been really great when it comes to creating that focus and bringing everyone together to be able to start making some inroads, start breaking the back of some of these weeds and establishing areas that are looking like they're on their way to being rehabilitated, and then people are moving on, people are being inspired by that, and the project is growing.
Hands on the ground are worth their weight in gold. There's more to planting a tree than just digging up the soil. Even taking a seedling to a life stage prepped and ready to plant is a delicate process. The most important part, having dedicated individuals offer their time and attention. Luckily for us, these generous individuals grow in abundance across Queensland. The volunteers and members of Capricorn Coast Landcare are one little pocket of amazing individuals.
I meet up with our local volunteers. Some of them are Centrelink volunteers who need certain hours every week, and some of them are just volunteers who've either worked with Albie Wooler, the previous Landcare president who set up this local group, or just interested individuals who are keen about the environment, like myself and like Malcolm, our current president. So what we would do is run the site, induct our volunteers, guide them on projects that need doing, and just act as someone there who sort of knows what's going on generally. Yeah. And we actually tend to learn a lot from our volunteers, not just them learning from us. Because we find retirees are such great, reliable volunteers, we're actually looking into the Green Nomads via Landcare and just publicising through our local caravan parks that there are opportunities if someone's in town for a week or two and they're really keen to come along and just get involved. We'd love that sort of thing. So we haven't gotten there yet, but that's our plan.
It's obviously a rewarding experience.
It is, definitely. I'd say there are a few reasons why it's rewarding. One, because you're contributing to a greater good. You don't always get a medal for digging holes and planting native plants, but you just know you've contributed to a good project. Also, you're giving us as Landcare or any volunteer group the resources that they might not be able to pay for, being not-for-profits, and that's one thing we can't afford to hire people. We can't afford the skills always. So the volunteers offer us this great resource, and I don't think they realize how much of an asset they are to us. So it's wonderful. And another thing is a social interaction. It's I went to join the Friends of Lammermoor Native Gardens a couple of weeks ago, and it was 6:30 in the morning, and I'm not a morning person, and it was raining. So I rang up and asked, are you still on for today? And they were. So I sort of dragged my heels to their side. And at the end of it, we literally got rained out and ended up having coffee on the organizer's front deck, looking like wet rats. And it was just such a laugh. We probably spent more time sitting, drinking coffee and eating cake than we did planting casuarina trees. But that's just, I think, the asset for a lot of people is that social interaction, especially if you're a retiree and you don't have family around. Land care is more than just looking after lands and properties out west like I thought it was, because we've just come out of a talk just now with our local organizer for Queensland Water and Land Carers. They provide us with our free insurance. And he said, land care is whatever you make of it. So if there are people in your group, your local land care group, who are interested in marine debris or reducing salinity in soils or minimizing runoff from creek banks, that's the kind of direction your own land care group will take. So the feedback he gave us from an original runner or manager of a local land care group himself, and now driving from town to town talking to land care groups, is that you make it what you want it to be, and you work with the resources you have and the networks you have. I personally have been a member of the Capricorn Coast Land Care Group probably for 8 years. It, for me, was about learning native plants, because I come from a background of landscape design, and I really wanted to start designing gardens that embraced local endemic plants. And I saw Albie Wooler, who also ran the Capricorn Edible Plants or Rare Fruit Society, as a great mentor for me to aspire after. And it was getting involved with the planting of his native bush tucker garden behind the community center in Yeppoon that really got me interested. A lot of our funding comes through FBA from government sources. So FBA also are a great source of information on all sorts of topics that some of us aren't really clear on yet, and we're still learning. And they offer a great sort of a backup as well when we're feeling a bit like we don't know where to go for information. FBA has got pretty good knowledge. We're always keen for people to donate if they want. We'd also appreciate things like just sharing our Facebook or social media posts. Just the act of sharing it to reach another 10 or 15 people is a great source of activism. And also sending us information that they might think interests our membership base. I think we've probably got about 340 current members. So if someone were to read something that might be pertinent to other members, send it to us and we'll share it with our newsletter. And that in a way is a form of volunteerism.
If you're looking for any extra information on these projects or how and where you can volunteer, head to our website, fba.org.au. for more information or for a detailed event calendar. Thanks for listening to our third episode of The Ripple Effect. FBA, making change happen.